Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening.
An Illegal Immigrant's Guide to Settling in the United Kingdom. This is my column for The New Conservative of the 10th of February 2023. Never let it be said that here at The New Conservative we do not care about illegal immigrants. On the contrary, we care passionately. And we're going to prove it by providing anyone, by anyone of course we mean young men of fighting age, who fancies coming to the United Kingdom and partaking of our largesse, with this handy, pocket-sized guide. Step 1. Who are you? Ideally, you should be fleeing for your life from a bloodthirsty regime where your beliefs, political affiliation or sexuality put you in grave danger. I say ideally because if you really do fit the picture, then read no further. You can apply for asylum legally from wherever you are if you have access to a British embassy or consulate. What's that? Oh, you're from Albania. Well, why didn't you say? In that case, flush your passport down the bog, make yourself up a name and claim to be from somewhere that is a bloodthirsty regime where your life is in danger. You heard that children are treated more leniently than adults? Well, problem solved. You're 14. You may think that your stature, heavy beard and deep voice may be a giveaway. All I can say is, take heart, it's worked before. Step 2. Enter Europe. This is a piece of cake, frankly, as nobody will try to stop you. Best way is to arrive on the shores of some part of Europe via the Mediterranean, and you're in. You'll be scooped up by the Italian, Spanish or French authorities and given a compass and a map which says this way to England. Nobody will impede your progress across Europe, as countries in the European community have a wonderful open borders policy whereby you may cross them at will. A brilliant idea is to grab a small girl off one of the boats arriving with you and take her along. In case you do get challenged at the border, greater leniency is shown to those of their little sister with them. She'll come in handy later, as you'll find out, so keep her close and look after her. Get to France. France is great. It's so close to the southeastern shores of England, and that is where you're heading. Hang out in France for a while, but once you've had your fill of baguettes, beef bourguignon and Brigitte Bardot lookalikes, then it's time to scarper and set off for your ultimate destination. In this matter, you will find the French authorities extremely accommodating. They will make little more than a token effort to stop you leaving, and once you take to sea, they will escort you safely from French to British waters, where the process will be continued by the British authorities. There is, of course, the small matter of getting into a boat, and that's going to cost a bit. That's the time to sell your sister. Arriving in the United Kingdom, this is essentially a piece of proverbial piss. As with the French authorities, you will find the British authorities most accommodating. You will be rescued from your boat and taken on board a Coast Guard boat. Once aboard, tucked up in a brand new life jacket and wrapped in a warm blanket, you will be safely transported to the shore for processing. Don't be anxious about processing. This essentially involves a series of questions, such as one sugar or two, and milk with that. Don't worry about the tougher questions, such as name, age, and where are you from. They'll believe whatever you say. What's next, you ask? That's it, brother. You've then have the choice of the nearest hotel or just being released into the English countryside. It's up to you. But my advice is to take the chance of the hotel for a few weeks until you find your feet. Room and meals are free, you'll be given some cash to keep your mobile phone charged, and you'll have the run of some northern town, such as Hull. Claiming asylum. Now, this is where things may start to get tricky. You've decided, after a few months of living at our expense and doing nothing except alternate your stare between the screen of your mobile phone and the local young ladies, that it's time to get a legit, get a job, settle down here. Now you're going to find the meaning of the word illegal, which, remarkably, may be a barrier to you claiming asylum and getting a British passport. You'll find that the local magistrates and judges, unlike our border farce, must implement the law, and the law says you can't stay. Extradition proceedings begin. You wonder about crossing the sea to the Emerald Isle, but you hear that their seed mill filthy, however that's pronounced, 100,000 welcomes, only applies to people who look like them. Things look a bit desperate, and extradition is or a detention centre loom. There's only one thing for it. Go to Scotland. Visit Edinburgh and run along Prince's Street wielding a machete, shouting death to gays. Sure, you'll get arrested or face imprisonment, but we've got that one covered. Self-identify as a woman, get sent to a woman's prison, which I hear are a lot more pleasant than the male equivalents. Sorted.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.